Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section, where they partner with BookTok authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
I'm not saying these cute nipple pegs made me come, but this is a piece I wrote in November 22 about the nipple pegs that you can get from Hot Octopus. I wouldn't normally do audio porn of posts I've written about sex toys, but this one proved to be sexier than the average post I write about sex toys, and so I included it in the vote, and it overwhelmingly won the vote for which stories Patreons wanted to hear read aloud. So that's why you're getting a post about nipple clamps. Anyway, there's a bit of information about the toy at the start. Jump in a few minutes if you want to get to the sexy stuff. I've had these adorable Hot Octopus nipple pegs sitting in my slut kit for months. When they launched their range of BDSM toys, Hot Octopus, who sponsor my site, so if you buy from them, you're supporting my work, they kindly emailed me to see if there was anything I'd like to try out. So obviously I leapt on the opportunity to use my job perks to chat up a hot boy. I sent the link on to Bracelet Game, my partner, and asked him to pick something fun. "Check out these kinky objects. With what do you fancy ruining me?" I asked. He gave me a list, and a week or so later, these lovely silver nipple pegs appeared in the post. This is possibly one of the sex toy reviews that's been the longest time coming, because although I've been carrying these in my slut kit almost every time I see him, we kept getting distracted by other things instead. Hallway blowjobs, struggle fucks, watching Jordan Gray perform her incredible show at the Soho Theatre. I'm shoehorning that in because at the time of writing the post, she had another run just about to start. If you get the chance to see her live though, you totally should, she's amazing. Anyway, as far as sex toys go, these nipple pegs are one of my most hotly anticipated products because I've been wanting to use them for so long. They've sat there, looking all cute and shiny, calling to me every time I went to see this guy. I fucking adore nipple play. Having my tits touched is one of the few sexual areas where I can genuinely say I've never been fully satisfied. Because there's no such thing as complete satisfaction unless and until I find the equivalent of a sort of tit butler to follow me around 16 hours a day, grabbing my boobs at all times. I live with an almost constant ache that is wanting to have my tits touched. And although you could say the same of my arse, just casually smack it all the time, please, all the time. My bum will always come runner-up in the places I want to be touched because it doesn't come with the extra sensitivity provided by nipples. This is a very long-winded way of saying touch my tits, but I'm a long-winded pervert. So there. I had a quick go at using these nipple clamps on my own just to make sure they fit. I'm secretly quite a wuss when it comes to physical pain, and I wanted to make sure that I could actually just get them on without crying. What I learned is that these nipple pegs are absolute fucking agony. Perhaps it's the size of my nipples, or maybe my aforementioned wussery, but I found these to be utterly excruciating. I know a few masochists, and one guy in particular, you know who you are, who would adore how utterly vicious these nipple pegs are. So you should be immediately clicking the link to buy them if you love nipple torture. But personally, I found them way too fucking much the first time. So, like the grade A genius that I am, I ripped a bit of cardboard off a box I had lying around, folded it a couple of times to make it nice and thick, and made a clamp holder so I could store the pegs in a wide open position, which loosens the springs a little bit and means that when I get to use them in anger, hopefully they will hurt a little less. On the night I go to meet BG and hopefully play with the clamps, I'm feeling quite down, but very keen to be hurt in fun ways. It's a wet night that screams winter and we have really cosy plans. Make out, eat dinner, watch a deliberately terrible movie, play with nipple pegs. Not necessarily in that order. And when we get to the nipple play section of the evening, I basically come almost instantly. Yeah, I know. Naturally, I'm concerned that this story is going to look like I'm blowing a hell of a lot of smoke up a site sponsor's arse. So I'm going to front load it by saying that no, I don't think I've ever come purely from nipple play. And I definitely don't believe that these nipple pegs are so magic that they can make you spaff yourself the second you put them on. They're cute, fun, cruel implements of kinky delight. And if you like the look of them, you should go buy them from the Hot Octopus website, hotoctopus.com, with two S's in octopus. They sponsor me, and buying their products is a great way to support my work and get your rocks off at the same time. I also thoroughly recommend the Ammo and the Curve if you have a clit and a vagina, and the Atom Plus if you have a dick and or know someone who does and likes vibrating cock rings. Fundamentally, though, I'd feel like a fraud if I told you it was these nipple clamps alone that made me come. Credit for that goes to the guy who used them on me. The evening we play with them, we're being soft and gentle with each other, dancing and making out to music in the kitchen, and eventually rediscovering the joy of just putting slow songs on while we lie on the sofa, frotting and snogging and being mindful and sensitive to each other's touch. It starts off casual, then swiftly becomes urgent as I realise I'm so wet that grinding against him is causing a damp patch to spread all the way through my knickers to my yoga pants. Panting into his ear, I ask, "When this song is over, please will you take me into the bedroom and hurt me?" He says yes and shoves his crotch nice and firm against my own, letting me grind out a little more frustration while the final verse echoes in our ears. Then he leads me to the bedroom and I strip naked, kneeling and squirming with excitement on the bed while he lays out various implements, including these gorgeous nipple pegs. "Stay still. I'm going to put these on you." I put both my hands behind my head to give him room to work. Also, if I'm honest, because sometimes gripping my fingers tightly against each other or gently tugging on my own hair at the roots helps me to grin and bear it through some fairly intensely painful things. I use the hand grip tactic at the dentist and the hair pull when I stub my toe. And I really want to be able to take the pain of these nipple pegs. I've been waiting to try them for oh so very long. So, naked and on my knees on the bed, hands behind my head, extremely hot kinky guy standing over me with nipple pegs in hand. "Ready?" he asks gently, and I nod a couple of times. Take a deep breath because I know this is going to hurt. And then, the first peg goes on and it's agony. Delicious, pinpoint, zip straight down to my cunt, agony. I breathe out one long breath to push myself through the pain. And he asks, "Okay?" And I say, "Okay." And at that point, he lets go, allowing the spring to pinch my left nipple just that little bit tighter, turning the dial up from 10 to 11 and making my thighs start to tremble. I promise myself I will make it through this pain. I asked for this pain. I want this pain, and I will be a good fucking girl. He takes the other peg and attaches it to my right nipple, and the combination of both of them together gives me such a powerful whip crack of excruciating torture that if it weren't for the corresponding flood of lust in my cunt, I'd probably have immediately tapped out. But this is where I get to tell you the most important aspect of nipple play for me. And the bit that he did so brilliantly, he had me almost coming just from these kinds of touches alone. The best bit about nipple play is the relief when the clamps come off. The second my nipples had been woken up with that triple espresso shot of pain, every single nerve ending was crying out to be soothed and touched and gentled. And that's exactly what he did. Slowly and delicately squeezing the end of one peg, removing it, and then applying wet lips to the hard peak of my nipples with gentle sucks and kisses. Oh, slowly and delicately squeezing the end of one peg, removing it, and then applying wet lips to the hard peak of my nipples with gentle sucks and kisses. Ah, oh. That post-pain comfort is where the real rush is. Because with my eyes closed and my lips clamped shut, my hands tugging at my hair from the base to distract myself from the pain, I hadn't expected such a sudden onrush of pleasure. He toyed with me like this for a while, pegs on, just delicately, with his fingers preventing the clamp from shutting all the way, then occasional zaps of intensity as he let them go, but always interspersed with that gloriously soothing comfort. Wet lips, wet fingers, tongue. I confess I can't tell you exactly what he did and in what order, because I was too wrapped up in the sensation, too busy focusing every atom of my brain power on the rush of endorphins that washed up and down my spine. And you know what happens when endorphins wash up and down your spine, right? Well, what happens to me is I feel like I'm about to come. The first part of an orgasm feels just like that, like there are waves out to sea, swelling and ebbing, not quite getting to the shore yet, but not far off. The pain pushes them further away, then the gushing release of pleasure drags them in, out, in, until I'm biting my lip and feeling the intensity of it, not just on my nipples where he's touching me, but in my cunt and clit too. Fuck, I might come like this. And I hope he heard the surprise in my voice. I hope you lot all do too, because I wouldn't normally make such a bold claim as to tell you I'll come just from nipple play. Frankly, I've been so awestruck by those who say they can that my admiration occasionally tips over into disbelief. Not something I'm proud of. Other people know their bodies better than I do. My disbelief here is mostly just misplaced envy. I didn't come purely from the nipple pegs. I came because the second I told him I might, he reached down to my soaking wet cunt and started rubbing at my clit with exactly the right speed and pressure. I came because as he was doing that, he kept his other hand firmly on the nipple peg that was left, alternating it between each of my nipples and interspersing that with those glorious endorphin rush relief swells as he swapped out the peg for his lips. Pain and pleasure, so skillfully and patiently and perfectly applied, all the while I'm kneeling as still as I possibly can, focusing every ounce of energy that I have on nurturing those waves and urging them to crash upon the shore. Touching my clit was what pushed me over the edge, but I wouldn't have been so close to the edge if it weren't for those evil, fabulous little pegs and the beautiful way he used them on me. As ever, I'm compelled to end this not a sex toy review by highlighting that it's not a review. I haven't rigorously put these through their paces like a witch Best Buy agent testing washing machines, nor have I any intimate knowledge of your own nipples and body. In fact, this write-up is going to come with a whole host of important caveats that try to temper the impact of that record scratch at the start. It was a weird and special moment and an intense and brilliant scene. Any kink equipment is so much harder to talk about than vibrating sex toys because I'm mostly submissive. So if I'm writing about a tool to dispense pain, then the effectiveness of that tool very much depends on the person who happens to be wielding it. That night, I was just the right kind of stoned to be able to feel everything in my body. We'd done some stunningly hot makeouts on the sofa, and prior to that, some actually kind of emotional and beautiful makeouts in his kitchen. I was feeling giddy for this guy, and fragile and horny and eager to be hurt. He used a pain-pleasure technique that many have attempted in the past, but few have managed to build to such a successful peak, fulfilling my need for pain in a balanced, measured way, one that worked more beautifully than any other nipple clamp play I've done in the past. All this is to say that on that same night, in these same hands, it's possible that any old nipple clamps would have done the same job as these did. But tantalisingly, possibly, potentially, maybe they wouldn't. I'm not telling you these specific hot octopus nipple pegs made me come, but I'm not saying that either. They're cute as fuck, and they're brutal. They're small enough that you can carry them in your handbag wherever you go, and they cost less than £13. So I'm just saying, you know, might be worth a go. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You can also support my site by buying sex toys from my affiliates and sponsor companies. If you head to girlonthenet.com/sex-toys, you'll find a list of latest recommendations, discount codes, all that sort of thing. If I do ever get a discount code for Octopus, I will make sure that it's on that page.